Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We are your prescription for change. We're going to kick this show off and go with Larry. Larry, welcome to the show, man.
Hello, Dad. How you doing?
I'm living well. What's up? How can I help?
Yeah, I'm really concerned about high blood pressure. I drive trucks. And me, and not only me, but a bunch of my friends are on blood pressure medication. And I know that there's got to be some alternative that I can take besides drugs. And also, you know, it also affects you sexually because it drops your blood pressure, the drugs that you take. So I was wondering what alternative could I do, or is there something that I know that I can do to offset this?
Yeah, I mean, with high blood pressure, it just depends. I mean, like I said, there's different medications that you can take, and depending on what your doctor has you taking, you can, a lot of times, if you're having any kind of sexual dysfunction or if it's affecting you in a negative way, you can always talk to your doctor, and they can switch around the medications. Have you done that to see if they, to try some different classes of blood pressure medication to see if it helped improve this situation?
Not yet.
Yeah. That's always good to do because there are multiple classes of drugs that can help with blood pressure. And, you know, beta blockers, anything ending in OL, okay, like metoprolol, those drugs can typically, they can cause some erectile dysfunction issues. It's something you got to be careful for. And they can switch over to, you know, depending on what your blood pressure has been running, they can put you on other medications, you know, like an ACE inhibitor. I mean, there's other classes that can work, and they have their own side effects too, but sometimes you don't have to deal with those side effects. Everyone's different, and that's why they can kick around that. Now, if you want to know more of a natural way of handling these kind of things, there are some things out there that can help. However, I'm a big fan. If your doctor has you on something, you know, you need to stay on it. And if you want to do anything different, make sure you work with them and talk with your doctor about any options, because blood pressure is not something you want to play around with. And many times, even if you want to go in a natural route, sometimes depending on how high your blood pressure has been, it's good to be on something very light, like a lisinopril or something like that, for a short period of time to get things regulated while you change your lifestyle, all right, drop some weight, whatever it might be that you need to do for your overall health. So just a couple of things, you know, at the end of the day. But naturally, a couple things. L-arginine, L-citrulline, they work hand-in-hand together along with potassium and green tea. There's different supplement combinations that they make that what it does, it helps with nitric oxide in the body. They've also done studies on that that says that it can increase or improve erectile dysfunction and it can help with blood pressure-related issues. So, I mean, that's something you might want to look into, do some research on in those supplements. Now, the other is jumping on a rebounder or a mini trampoline. Many studies have been done with mini trampolines. I mean, first thoughts, it's pretty fun. If you haven't ever done it, you get a little mini trampoline for like $100, and they're a great company to get it from is UrbanRebounder.com. They have them at Dick's Sporting Goods, but you can also order online. They're very durable. You've got to really be careful with the foods that you eat. I know it's tough to eat on the road, but you can make better choices. My book, Empowering Your Health, will lead you down the way of making better choices that can be very helpful to you in that path. Talked to a lot of truckers here on the show, obviously, And so we come up with a lot of great tools to help you guys. But as far as blood pressure goes, supplementation can be helpful. Exercise is a key. And, you know, while you're driving and doing what you do, make frequent stops if you can. And if you can get out and walk 15 minutes, maybe two or three times a day during those long treks where you're maybe driving 12 hours or so, that can make a big difference. Even the walking can truly help in blood pressure related issues. It has been proven that the exercise can be so helpful. But again, nothing's going to happen until you change everything. And that includes diet. You know, your habits are so key when it comes to blood pressure. Genetics play a little bit of a role, but it's habits, weight, and the overall picture, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Okay? Keep me posted how it goes in your new lifestyle choices and working with your doctor. You can always email me, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Got questions about your health? We'll take them right now. You can always shoot me that email, and we'll be glad to take your calls, 888-283-7272. Chris in Cincinnati, Ohio, writes, I've been struggling with high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Well, we just tackled, Chris, the blood pressure-related issue, and if you're looking from a more natural perspective, then that's what we just talked about. Let's talk about cholesterol for a minute, because cholesterol and high blood pressure goes hand in hand. And when you are looking at the two, you have to make sure, obviously, if you tackle one, you've got to look at the other with many people. A lot of times people are on statin drugs that are also on high blood pressure medication. So really the two go hand in hand when you're working through those. So cholesterol, let's talk about it. One of the big issues with cholesterol, they say it's genetic. It's really more lifestyle. It's really more to do with the foods that you eat every single day. That makes a huge difference. Cholesterol is a liver issue. It's not a heart issue. Actually, cholesterol is made in the liver. You've got two types. You've got the HDL. Those are the good guys, high-density lipoproteins. And you have the low-density lipoproteins. Those are the LDLs. So both of those are key ingredients for what your body uses for hormones and for other aspects of our health. You want to have the HDLs about 50 to 70 on the blood test. You want to keep the LDLs under 100. And that's for overall cholesterol health. Now, getting it too low can be a challenge, so make sure you don't get it too low, even working with your doctor. So just make sure that you stay hand in hand with them. But at the same time, there's a lot of natural things you can do. Now, if you're taking something like Crestor, or any of the statins, simvastatin, whatever you might be taking because of cholesterol, one thing you have to know that statin drugs will deplete the body of coenzyme Q10. Coenzyme Q10 is very heart protective, and that's why people that start taking statin drugs over a long period of time can have some instabilities in their heart. And when you have instabilities in your heart, that, you know, obviously not a good thing, right? It's the opposite of what we're trying to accomplish. So supplementing with CoQ10, talk with your doctor. It's pretty standard of care now with physicians that are giving statin drugs to put someone on CoQ10, 50 milligrams minimum. Some even go for 100 milligrams, but just check with them and keep on that. That's the research that's out right now. But cholesterol, we've known for years that eggs are the top cholesterol-lowering food that we have, and it's in the yolk. The yolk actually creates, has two components in it that actually creates almost a shearing method to get rid of the plaque arterial walls. So 2 to 3 organic eggs every single day cooked in coconut oil or butter can actually be extremely beneficial. Now, if you don't want to cook them, throw them raw into a smoothie. Another great way to do it. A lot of times that's how I take my eggs. The less you cook the egg, the more intact the protein is, the better it is for you. So just a couple of things to think about when it comes down to keeping those cholesterol issues where they need to be. Red yeast rice, that's actually what they based a lot of the statin drug research on. And, of course, they still sell that in all the supplement stores. It's been used for years to help manage HDL cholesterol and lower LDL. Also, vitamin E. All the standard medical literature has vitamin E as one of the key ingredients for lowering the LDL, the bad cholesterol. Incredible research. You might want to look into some of that. And don't forget, fish oil, always a good option, too.
C
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InfoNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Remember, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, someone that believes the same way we do, check out the website. You can find one of the professionals in your area that can help improve your lifestyle and take you to the next level. We got Jamie in Toledo, Ohio, that says, my husband, who's only 29, is suffering from restless leg syndrome, or RLS. It's a little young, isn't it? What can he do for this? Well, with restless leg, depending on what the root cause is, and I'm not sure, you didn't list any medication that he might be taking, but I can tell you that restless leg typically comes from a mineral deficiency. That's what usually happens. So you might want to do some research on minerals, trace minerals, that sort of thing, and have someone that you can work with on that. But usually it's minerals, calcium, magnesium. Just because our soil is so depleted, believe it or not, and when you get under high amounts of stress, whether it's work-related or just life-related, a lot of times minerals get deficient. If your diet's not that great, and again, with the soil being what it is, and only 1.5% of Americans actually eating vegetables, that's pretty staggering, if you ask me. So it's easy to develop a deficiency. So you're not deficient in the medications. The medications are a Band-Aid. What you got to do is figure out the root cause and why your body's acting that way in the first place. So restless leg a lot of times comes down to minerals. Take a peek at those and do some research, and that might lead you in the right direction. 888-283-7272. Going to the phones to talk with Reba. Hi, Reba.
I'm overweight and have high bad cholesterol. But every time I eat any kind of carbohydrate, I crave sugars. About 10 minutes later, I crave sugars so bad.
Sugar cravings. What do you do? The gymnema is really good. There are several herbs that can help quite a bit. But I'll tell you this. I am a big fan of just radically changing your lifestyle, transforming it, doing something different. Why? Because at the end of the day, you want to begin to focus on what you can do, not what you can't do. And with sugar cravings, again, it's behavior. You've been doing the same thing over and over again for a while, and it builds up a lot of issues within the digestive tract. You can have yeast, fungal issues build up in the gut, which causes you to crave even more sugar. So what do you do? Well, you can kind of cleanse the body out for a period of time. If you cut out a lot of the grains, the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, cut out a lot of the dairy, milk products, all of that can make a huge difference in a lot of the cravings. And again, using fats like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, kind of that sort of thing, the omega-3 fats, 6s and 9s, combined lean quality proteins, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, those two together with vegetables for carbohydrates, you do that for about 21 days, and typically the body can reset itself. You can lower the inflammation. You can begin to reset the body, and the sugar craving can tend to do quite well. Now, there's supplements you can work with, but again, supplements are what they are. They're a supplement to an already great diet. My kind of input to most people at that point in time is get your diet where it needs to be, get your choices where they need to be, and many of these other issues will fall in line. Start with what you eat. Such a critical piece of it. And obviously, you don't have to quit eating sugar forever, but if you really go cold turkey for a period of time, then you can really get the body to reset, and at that point, you can start adding some back in periodically. It's just not something you want to do every day. And the cravings won't be ones that just almost overtake you. I mean, sugar cravings can almost be as bad as nicotine or anything else. But again, what you eat makes one of the biggest impacts when it comes to that. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Big deception, they're saying now, in the cereal aisle. A lot of alternative practitioners have been ranting and raving about this for years, but Now consumers are getting smarter about their cereal selections and are driving up a new demand for the low-sugar options. A new study evaluated the effects of Guiding Star's nutritional rating system on the cereal sales in a lot of the Hannaford supermarkets and found that sales of cereals with zero stars, which is the least healthy, fell 2.5% during the first 20 months that the stores began implementing the proprietary rating system. Sales of the cereals with one star, which indicates a good nutritional value, and two stars are better, and three stars as best, all increased by about 0.5 to 1%. So the companies are noticing now that people are taking notice to what's happening on the labels. Good for everybody. We've always been teaching, read the labels, read the labels. So you're finally doing it, which is great. So it's making people take notice, and you can make the companies take notice, especially in this day and time. So here's some of the big words that they throw in the boxes that makes you think that they're healthy, but maybe they're really not. Be wary of the vague label claims like made with whole grains or now with more whole grains. The products do contain some whole grain, but the companies aren't telling you exactly how much. So primarily, of course, it's refined grains like enriched white flour and rice or corn flour with just a little bit of whole wheat. But what do? You can bypass the front of the package claims and zero in on the ingredients list. Instead, first ingredient listed should contain the word whole, such as whole wheat, whole brown rice, whole corn. Oats are an exception. They don't usually state whole since they're almost always whole grain by default. So if the first ingredient is whole, you know the product is primarily whole grain. If the product states that it's 100% whole grain, even better. But that guarantee is a little bit slighted. So added sugar is another big one to look out for. Most cereals contain no more than 2 teaspoons of sugar, about 8 grams. If the cereal does not contain dried fruit, then the sugar content will likely be much higher. So look for the total grams of sugar. That's a big one. And the high fiber claims, just because the cereal is high in fiber doesn't mean a whole lot, because if it has all of the different maltodextrins and polydextrose and some of the others, and it's loaded with sugar, it's not really doing you a whole lot of good. So the added nutrients, look for cereals, how they add in extra vitamin D and that sort of thing. Just ask yourself the question, why do they need to add it in? Why? Because it's pretty devoid of vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. Not whole foods, not living foods. Oatmeal is a better option. Even better is a bowl of fresh fruit in the morning. Eat that with your eggs and maybe skip the cereal altogether.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House is expected to cut their recess short to take up the infrastructure package passed Tuesday by the Senate. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said the House would return in about 2 weeks on August 23rd to take up the bill and a larger budget resolution containing another $3-plus trillion worth of spending. The House was originally scheduled to return from recess on September 20th. The Senate has already begun debate on that budget resolution, with a marathon series of votes expected before it could pass. In remarks after the infrastructure bill's passage, President Biden said that bill would be an historic investment into the country and prove that bipartisanship was still possible.
Folks, above all, this historic investment in infrastructure
is what I believe you, the American people, want. What you've been asking for a long, long time. This bill shows that we can work together. I know a lot of people, some sitting in the audience here, didn't think this could happen.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will resign from office on August 24th. John Clemens has more.
The third-term Democrat is resigning after 11 women came forward saying the governor sexually harassed them. And in one instance, Andrew Cuomo tried to retaliate against her. Andrew Cuomo was also accused of underreporting the number of people who died in nursing homes from COVID-19. Andrew Cuomo denies the allegations, calling them politically motivated.
I am a New Yorker, born and bred. I am a fighter. And my instinct is to fight through this controversy because I truly believe it is politically motivated.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Once Cuomo officially steps down, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will be sworn in, becoming the state's first female governor. And a tropical storm is expected to form tonight in the northeastern Caribbean Sea near Puerto Rico. Tropical storm conditions are forecast for portions of the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico tonight, with the storm moving towards the Dominican Republic by Wednesday and into northern Haiti and the Bahamas by late Wednesday. The storm could threaten the Florida Keys by Friday and move towards southern Florida by Saturday. Once it officially forms, it will be known as Tropical Storm Fred. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, losing weight, having more energy, getting to the fitness level that you want to be, whatever it might be, realize that your body can change. You have to be willing to transform, and it starts with the way you think every single day. Rick, we're starting with you. How can I help?
I'm having trouble with numbness in the back of my right shoulder and numbness under my right arm and numbness on my back on the right side of the spine.
So if you're getting a lot of numbness in those areas, one thing I would do first and foremost, you definitely want to get it checked out. You can go the route with your family physician, have them take a look at it, which is a good way to go. And I would also get it looked at from a chiropractic physician, definitely at some point, just because it may be non-surgical. It might just be some issues in, you know, with the spine and some of the nerves, and that can be easily corrected, non-surgical. And so that's a great way to go. But if you go that route, see your family physician and see a chiropractic physician, you'll do well, because you're going to get great input and insight with where the body's going at that point. So at the end of the day, it's a great spot to begin with. Now, again, depending on the root cause of it, if it's wear and tear, if it's, you know, from your job or a certain posture that you've had over the years, or if you had an accident, all that matters. And they'll be able to evaluate through that and figure that out. But the numbness, you know, obviously it's nerve-related, and so someone needs to look at it from a neurological perspective to be able to put two and two together. So, again, that's the point. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now or go online. Ronnie, you're next with us. How can I help?
I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and I had started out trucking at 205 pounds, and I had lost down to about 183. And I try to work out in the truck, and I say something about healthy fats out of things like nuts to help promote muscle growth. And I was curious to elaborate a little bit more on the growth of healthy muscle tissue for somebody who's wanting to lose weight and to gain muscle at the same time while he's driving a truck.
All right, so that's a great question. So here's the deal. There's a couple of factors involved. Now, what you're asking, there's a little bit more to it. So can you lose body fat and gain muscle? Yes. How do you do it? Well, the reason fat is so important, some experts will say that about 50% of your diet should be in healthy fats. I think that's a little bit much, because I think you've got to leave more room for the proteins and some carbohydrates. But I do think about 30% of your diet in healthy fats is really, really important. The reason being is because fats have a lot of unique properties to them. For so long, we thought that fat makes us fat, and it's unhealthy, and it clogs the arteries, and it can make us have a heart attack. Okay, and that's kind of been the thought for many, many years. But what we know now, of course, fats don't make you fat unless you've got an extreme amount of high carbohydrate, high sugar content in the diet with it. And the fats actually are the primary drivers for our hormones. So remember, hormones like testosterone and growth hormone, which are highly anabolic, they're the ones that help you build muscle and burn body fat. So those hormones actually function off of fats. They're made from fats. So if we have a low-fat diet, it's very hard for the body to create and make and maintain the hormone levels that it needs to. And what's funny is that we're in this place now where everybody's getting hormone replacement therapy. And we're coming out of a teaching over the last couple of decades that said low-fat diet is the way to go, right? It's best for health. So you got a low-fat diet, then you got people now with diabetes, blood sugar issues from too many carbohydrates, and you've got people doing hormone replacement because their hormones are shot because there's no fat in their diet. Amazing. You always go back to the food, look at the trends, look at the way people are eating, and you'll figure out why certain health challenges have set in and where the body is. So that's where you want to look always in the beginning. So eating fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, yes, they're fantastic. You got to figure out your overall caloric intake first. Usually a good rule of thumb for wanting to build muscle is take your body weight and multiply it by 16. And break down your percentages. So about 30 to 33% of healthy fats, you know, usually about 30% protein, and, you know, maybe 40% carbohydrate, something like that. It all depends. Mostly fruits and vegetables. So if you break all that down, put it all together, you'll be able to figure out where your body is, where it needs to go, and what needs to process together. And you can break out your nutrients and get all your grams of protein and fats, carbohydrates down. It's always good to have someone work on that with you, by the way. I think having a good coach to walk you through that is a big key. And once you have that, then you can build a good solid foundation and game plan from there. So there's my two cents. But you have to exercise. You can't just sit around and drive a truck for 12 hours a day, eat fats, and burn body fat and build muscle. So I would figure out a way to do some kind of weight training 3 days a week, because that's going to be important to maintain lean muscle tissue. So along with that, probably some cardiovascular training. So probably weight training 3 days a week and walking or jogging or some kind of cardiovascular training about 3 days a week, maybe take one day off. That's a good routine to maintain good lean muscle tissue and kind of build the physique that you're looking for. But it takes time. Don't forget, it does take time. It doesn't happen overnight, okay? 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go online. Our food for the hour that I want to talk about is honey. And honey's been around, obviously, forever. And there's been mixed reviews, really, about raw honey and what it can do for us. But the health benefits of honey are pretty amazing. And they're even starting to do studies on it about the benefits of it. But remember, raw honey contains these small amounts of resins found in these propolis, which is called bee glue, okay, which actually is a complete mixture of resins and other substances that honeybees use to seal hives and make it safe from bacteria and these microorganisms. Honeybees make the actual honey, and of course, it has these plant resins in the secretions. Beekeepers, a lot of times, will use special screens around the inside of the hive boxes to trap these resins because the bees can spread the substance all over. Well, the resins that are found are amazing. Researchers have actually discovered these substances prevent colon cancer in animals by shutting down the activity of two enzymes, and also the raw honey is extensively, when it's extensively processed and heated, the benefits of these nutrients are actually eliminated. That's why raw honey is always the best. And always encourage you to find honey in your local area. They're also very good for allergies as well. So they did a study, and this was at Penn State College of Medicine. They asked parents to either give honey or honey-flavored or dextromethorphan, which to the children, okay? So the first night, children did not receive any treatment. Following night, they received a single dose of buckwheat honey or the flavored cough medicine or no treatment. And so what happened was parents were asked to report what happened. Well, here's the significant improvements that were found in the honey-supplemented children. Remember, there's a placebo given, too. In the honey-supplemented children, compared with cough medicine children, they averaged about 10% better in the results. So the cough was suppressed, and this was all in children 2 years and older, since the FDA recently recommended that children under 6 should not be given over-the-counter cough and cold medicines. Good for them. Due to potentially harmful side effects, you think? Well, however, it's important to note that the study did not attempt to test the potential benefits of the buckwheat honey for children under 2. And the recommendations of the American Academy of Pediatrics and other children health organizations is the total avoidance of honey by children 1 year and younger. It makes good sense because of the whole potential for the botulism issue that could be just absolutely a catastrophic event for a young infant. So the International Symposium recently actually discussed the likely benefits of honey. Here's some of the things that they found. Pretty interesting, actually. They said the different varietals of honey possess a large amount of friendly bacteria, so they contain a lot of probiotics. And in that, they can unlock a lot of the enzymes which help break down and help you break your foods down. And they said because of this, repeated metabolic stress from cortisol, which, by the way, they're saying the honey helps lower cortisol, but they're saying that repeated metabolic stress from cortisol produced when less than optimal liver glycogen stores are available during sleep leads over time to an impaired glucose metabolism, insulin resistance, diabetes, and increased risk for cardiovascular disease and diabetes. They also found, which I thought was interesting, that honey boosts immunity. And research conducted by several hospitals in Israel found that honey effective in decreasing the incidence of acute febrile neutropenia when given a certain amount of honey, which is fascinating in itself. 32% of the cancer patients involved in this immune study reported an improved quality of life. So it also improves athletic performance and can heal wounds. A lot of great benefits. They're saying a spoonful a day of honey keeps free radicals at bay. That's a nice little quote. American Chemical Society in Anaheim, California did a study, and they found that a tablespoon of honey every single day makes a huge difference. It's also helpful for people with high cholesterol and type 2 diabetes. They did a study, actually, with 15 subjects, and they found that their C-reactive protein, which actually is an inflammation marker, was lowered tremendously just by taking a tablespoon of honey a day. Raw honey is powerful. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open. 283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show. Your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Quote for the hour comes from Paulo Coelho. Says, to be brave, take risk, and nothing can substitute for experience. Powerful, and it's true. Calorie counts are coming, they say, but will they be accurate? That's the key. If you're on the border, of course, a weekly tradition for someone, they could be gaining a pound a month from a lot of the chips that they eat or junk food. Tufts University, they did a study on this. And nearly one-third of the calories on average Americans consume come from food prepared outside of the home. And Margot Wooten, who's a director of nutrition policy at the Center for Science and Public Interest, says that there's a part of the reason for the Affordable Care Act mandate that chain restaurants with 20 or more outposts must start posting calorie counts on their food items along with descriptions and prices of their offerings. If people are more aware of the number of calories they're eating, the theory goes that they'll be more able to control that number. But, of course, there's regulation, they're saying, of the count's accuracy. So how accurate can the calorie counts actually be? Well, the FDA kind of laid out some laws, and they said the implementation of some new rulings will be delayed. But, of course, one aspect of the delay implementation is that the regulators are still trying to determine how accurate they can be in this. So the FDA refused to clarify on this. Sheila Burgess said in kind of a briefing, she said the FDA already regulates some calorie counts in various foods and the packaged foods you buy from the grocery store. But in those cases, the FDA has ruled that the counts have to be within a window of about 20%. So again, it's all coming down the pipeline, and FDA is not intending to impose unrealistic regimens on kind of the calorie counting, but they do want it to be something that can improve overall health for many Americans. And I mean, I think it's extremely important. And you know, again, one thing I think is kind of interesting about it is that movie theaters are exempt from the rule. So you can have 1,000 calories in a big thing of popcorn, and then they don't have to tell you. I think it ought to be on everything, because as Americans, as we continue to go into this whole cycle, eating and the overweight issue is only growing. I mean, it's like stress levels are going up, people are struggling even more, they're eating out more because they don't have time to even make anything at home. That's what the claims are. I think you can always make time. But that's what the gist of the rule of thumb is. And because of that, as people are learning what labels even mean, because, I mean, calories, a lot of people don't even know what that is. So I think understanding what they mean, how to put them together, and understand them appropriately is always the important piece of it. So, again, I think it needs to be on everything. I don't think there needs to be any exemptions. But I think it should help most people, especially if they're counting calories and they're understanding the concept of that, to be able to regulate their weight is going to make a huge difference, tremendous difference, actually, in many people's health. And hopefully that's going to continue. That's my hope anyway. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Linda. Hi, Linda. Welcome.
I'm having trouble with, I guess it's my thyroid, keeping a sore throat all the time.
Well, if you've got a sore throat often, I mean, it could be the thyroid, but maybe not. A lot of times it could be just a chronic infection that could be in there. There's several issues. I would get some lab work done, find out what the numbers are, and maybe get a small culture if you've got any concerns. If it's red and inflamed, you might want to just get it checked out and be able to rule out certain bacteria that might be in there. And then the appropriate treatment can really go from there. I mean, if you want to talk to your doctor about some natural ways to be able to support something like that, first you got to figure out, is it bacterial? Is it yeast related? You know, what is it? And then there's things like natural silver that can be helpful. It's a strong, powerful, natural antibiotic that your doctor can talk to you about. I mean, there's so many variables on the natural side. You've got to look and find out what that is. High amounts of vitamin C can work great. Are you taking enough vitamin D3? So there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. But I think you start with getting some labs done, find out what the numbers are, and then build a good solid plan from there. Okay? 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Prevent breast cancer is kind of a hot topic. And middle-aged women, they're saying there's some new tips that can start in their 20s that can really help on the prevention side. So women who want to help prevent breast cancer when they're in the middle age must begin in their 20s, a new U.S. researcher advises. So unfortunately, college-age women generally did not consider themselves at risk for breast cancer. Dr. Isabel Mercier, who's a research assistant and professor at the University of Sciences in Philadelphia, she made this statement. She said, however, there are several risk factors that contribute to the development of breast cancer that need to be understood early in life to prevent the development of breast cancer down the road. So women in their early 20s need to know some of the risk factors. So number one is a family history. Obviously, you want to know that. The other is obesity. It's responsible for about 20% of cancer-associated deaths in women. And, of course, women who strive for at least about 2.5 hours a week of moderate activity, like brisk walking, reduce their breast cancer risk by about 18%. Pretty amazing. If a female averages a drink a day, her risk of breast cancer increases by 11%. And studies, they really show that alcohol has a strong estrogenic activity. Big deal. So be cautious of that. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, John Garrison, our engineer, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to America's Lifestyle.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.